The new teen movie Save the Last Dance grossed over $27 million last weekend, dislodging Castaway from first place. Film critic Henry Sheehan considers its success and the history of movies aimed at teenagers.
Save the Last Dance, which was produced by music channel MTV, topped the box office chart last week, which is exactly what it was expected to do. The story of a suburban white teenage girl who realizes her dancing ambitions after enrolling in a black inner-city high school was designed and structured to fit in with a pre-planned marketing campaign. Ever since Titanic played on and on through winter months, largely thanks to teenage girls, producers have seized on those audience demographics, release dates, and marketing strategies as the grounds for making teen movies. There was a time when teen exploitation pictures were truer expressions of adolescent angst and exuberance. During a 30-year heyday which began in the mid-1950s, movies from High School Confidential to Rock and Roll High School boasted explosive brews of romance, social status, sexuality, and rock and roll. In comparison, Save the Last Dance is lackadaisical and tame. Those older exploitation movies were mostly made by small companies who had to shoot on the quick, book whatever theaters they could, and mount hit-and-run advertising campaigns. Save the Last Dance is teenage exploitation 21st century style. Both MTV, its producer, and Paramount, its distributor, are part of the same mega-mega entertainment firm, Viacom. Huge corporate muscle lies behind its innocent teen facade. So what kind of movie does all that boardroom calculation result in? Julia Stiles, a talented young actress who has alternated appearances in Hollywood productions with more ambitious independent work, stars as Sarah. Stiles is not much of a dancer, but she's an excellent actress and a dynamic presence. Insofar as the movie ever works, it's thanks to her. Sarah starts off in a small town in downstate Illinois, where she nurtures dreams of studying ballet at Juilliard. Unfortunately, she not only botches an audition, but loses her mother in the process. Sarah feels guilty because mom died in a car crash on the way to the audition, so by the time she has moved to her estranged father's Chicago apartment, she's given up dancing. From this point on, the movie collapses into episodes. In the first of them, Sarah befriends Chenille, a black girl who clues Sarah in on the local lifestyle. In the second, she starts dating Chenille's brother, Derek, a perfect teenage girl fantasy. He's handsome, bright, a good dancer, a dedicated student, and so loves children that he plans on becoming a pediatrician. After that, the movie fractures even more. There's a sequence of Derek trying to talk his best friend out of a life of crime. In another, Derek's old girlfriend hassles Sarah. And finally, Derek encourages Sarah to tie on the old ballet shoes once again. All these vignettes sorely lack dramatic passion despite their potential. Take black-white sexual relations. It's all wrapped up in one scene featuring Sarah and Chenille. Sarah's been clocked by Derek's old girlfriend, Nikki, and Chenille decides to tell her friend why.
She started it. I told you what she said.
Maybe she didn't have no business getting up in your face, but she had reason to say what she said.
Wait a minute. You agree with her?
You and Derek act like it don't bother people to see you two together. Like it don't hurt people to see.
Well, we like each other. What is the big damn deal? It's me and him, not us and other people.
Black people, Sarah. Black women. Derek's about something. He's smart, he's motivated, he's for real. He's not just gonna make some babies and not take care of them or run the streets messing up his life. He's gonna make something of himself, and here you come white, so you gotta be right, and you take one of the few decent men we have left after jail, drugs, and drive-by. That is what Nikki meant about you up in our world.
There's only one world, Chenille.
That is what they teach you. We know different.
In the movie, life becomes a series of topics rather than experiences. Why I want to dance, what I look for in a boyfriend, interracial friendships, interracial dating. Line them up and knock them down Oprah style. Everything about the movie evokes television, even the dancing. Director Thomas Carter shoots the handful of dance numbers like music videos, emphasizing not the whole body, but just various parts of it. But where's the irreverence, the taboo shattering, the effrontery? Save the Last Dance isn't a real teen picture. It's some adult's idea of what a teen picture should be. This indeed is your parents' MTV.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.